This is the audio recording for the Candia Budget Committee meeting for December 8th, 2021.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. It's 7 o'clock. It's December 8th. This is the public hearing for the town. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I figured you could just read the back.
I'm hoping. We'll move on in February.
First thing I'd like to do is approve our minutes from the last meeting.
She had someone in that group.
Does anybody have any changes or corrections? Looks like you could hear everybody, Casey.
I could.
Great job. I was really good job. Does anybody like to make a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, Jody makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Sue seconds. All in favor? Aye.
Are we talking about the minutes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to make sure that the minutes reflect that I was an excused absence.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Casey, you can just, where it says absent, you can just put excused. Okay. Okay, so tonight's the public hearing for the town budget. I think what we will do, instead of going line by line or section by section, if there's anybody here who has a question or a comment, we're here to listen.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Can we do this? Where's the default budget?
I asked Donna if we had a default budget, and I did not get an answer. So I'm presuming we don't have it yet.
Yeah, I mean, we have all the figures and everything. We had 3 weeks ago all the figures that we... I don't see how we can vote on this without a default.
We don't have to vote tonight.
Oh, okay, all right. It's just a public hearing.
Public hearing,
okay.
Right.
It's just a public hearing.
All right.
But I haven't... Like I said, I'm assuming we don't have the default yet.
So based on Donna's email, they added $60,000. They added salary back for to make things full-time again. Did I read that correctly?
Okay. If you want to look at page...
I will continue. Okay.
Page... 9. Under town officer's expense,
yeah.
Under office wages... Okay, now the
yep.
It says 97,350, and the budget that we voted on was 77,000.
Okay,
and that was
did the superintendents vote that? I mean, I'm sorry, select board put that back in. Is that who put that in?
We did just the opposite. I just read that email tonight for the first time, saying that that position had gone from part-time to full-time, which adds probably about $40,000. The board voted just the opposite, that position would be part-time in order to get the town administrator.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea who did this or why. It was nothing that the board was involved with. Maybe certain members, but nothing that the selectmen supported. They didn't support this. So I don't know. Maybe the other selectman can tell us where it came from.
I agree with what Sue just said.
Oh, so you don't know where it came from either?
No idea.
Okay.
Welcome to my world.
All right. Well.
So we have
20,000.
The administrator who's new. And then we have two part-time.
Oh. Two full and a part.
Donna's full-time. Linda's full-time, and Jessica is part-time.
But wasn't maybe one of them going down?
One of them going down.
It wasn't maybe, it was. It was going to part-time. That's going to affect the insurance, that's going to affect the other all the other benefits. It definitely, I mean, it was said here publicly several times that that
yes.
was going to happen. It was stated to this board, because last year you were concerned, remember? I don't know what happened. No, I don't know where that came from.
So the $20,000 is just salary. That doesn't include the benefits if someone stays on full time,
exactly.
right? So the benefits
are
not added in that way.
I think the benefits were never taken out.
Okay.
So
when she figured this, I think she might have left. This time she blacked out the names, which I don't know why she did, because it's public record.
No.
But
does one of them know they're going to part-time?
She's got an adjustment to the FICA.
She's
right.
been told, or
okay.
so I've heard.
At least they know she was in the office.
She
said, what do you mean?
And again, these aren't people, these are positions. So
I think,
I think if we can all separate that, whether we like someone or don't like someone or whatever,
it's
positions. And that was definitely going to part-time, and it probably would affect the benefits. I think I figured out once about $27,000. So it's quite significant.
So when
and
is the selectman
Brian
meeting
coming tonight? Do you know?
I don't know.
When did the selectman meet again?
Monday. That's what, it's good.
But it's our budget.
Right.
At this point, it's our budget. So we can agree that that's a great idea, or we can...
But they, so we take it off of the bottom and they can still
That's
keep
correct.
It there.
That's correct.
Yeah, so I think probably it's wise to make your thoughts known as to what, you know how we did, we took money from different places. I think it's probably wise to give some guidance. Again, it's a bottom line budget, but that I don't think it's going to apply at all.
So the budget that we voted for, let me just back up here.
And we put money back in the Smith building, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We didn't put it in the budget. We voted for
the $3,500
warrant article, but we did not vote for the budget.
I feel like we did.
We did.
We didn't
at the library.
We didn't redo it. We just did the warrant articles and we had she had the opportunity to present, like Dean, you
okay.
took money, I had to tell him about that.
Yeah, remember we kind of agreed with what Carla was saying that night, but we never
right.
formally made any
okay.
changes
yes.
to the
right.
budget.
You're
right.
right.
Cause we don't necessarily take it from that line. But
no, but you gave guidance. The budget committee gave guidance as to where they saw places that money could be saved.
Okay.
And so I think that's how we've gone about it in the past, if I'm correct. But again, it's a bottom line. You can't, it's the budget committee's budget. But now it seems like the budget committee's budget is changed.
Well, no. I mean, but it says on the right column here, right? It says 2022. Board of Selectmen updates, but you're saying that's not updates from the Board of Selectmen.
Where are you? I'm sorry, at the very back. What page are you
the
on?
Column. No, he's just looking,
I'm looking
at the column.
Column.
Top
page,
of the
column.
On the first page, Lynn. I mean,
as
Sue.
As of today.
Right.
You're on that page now.
And it
well, yeah, but I mean, I think the columns all read the same,
total,
oh, right?
Okay.
But it says Board of Selectmen updates, but Sue and Boyd both said that they didn't know about this.
No, we didn't make any updates. 12-9 hasn't happened yet.
Well, that's today.
You know what I'm saying?
Tomorrow.
We're meeting
tomorrow.
Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know why that would ever be changed.
On the phone. Did we ever figure out the phone for the fire department?
Oh, you can ask him. I'm going to steal. Sorry.
You don't need those phones back.
Oh, yeah.
She's so mad.
Because it's still in here.
No, we took the 1200 out.
Oh, and left it at 1250.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
do we need to put it back?
Well,
I'll explain when you're done.
Okay.
Well, this is...
Yeah, I'm sorry. The
no,
sorry.
No,
kind of ask questions first.
Yeah, right. So,
sorry.
So we'll go for the public questions here or comments. Go ahead, Carla.
Well, my question is about the Smith building.
Right.
So we have our money back.
Where is that?
Well, okay, this
on
does
page,
not...
On page 8.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I saw it, too.
Under town building expenses.
Yeah, Smith built, building maintenance.
The last one down, $11,640. That's what we asked for. Then I heard that you had reduced that.
Right.
$7,600.
Right.
So now it's back. Can I plan on it being?
We haven't voted to put it back.
Right, we talked with you, and you made a really good case. We just hadn't formally voted on putting it back in that column.
Going to vote on that tonight.
Yes, we are.
Yep.
Well, she said we don't have to vote on the budget, because I think there'll be some questions that aren't being answered.
But we could vote on that.
We could vote on that.
Well, we could vote on that, you approve or support that one.
$7,460 that we took out.
Originally.
Yes, so we can vote to put that $7,460 back. And I think everybody was here when Carla spoke to us before.
Jody wasn't.
Jody wasn't.
That's okay.
Okay. And we all agree.
So are you going to vote on that number now, or are you going to wait?
After the public hearing, then we'll vote.
So I think I'd better stay here then.
You want us to vote now?
I'd like you to vote.
So you can go home.
But again, it doesn't matter, it's a bottom line budget.
Okay. Does somebody want to make a motion to add $7,460 back into the budget for the Smith Building maintenance?
I'll make a motion to do that.
Sue makes a motion, is there a second?
Yeah, I'll.
Go ahead.
Bob seconds it. All in favor? One, two, three, four, five, six. Dick, are you voting?
No.
You vote no?
Okay.
Okay, so.
I'm down this.
Seven in favor and.
She raised her hand.
Yeah, and one, Dick votes no.
Then I just have one other question.
Sure.
And it's about page 10.
Page.
So when do you come up with a final number? You do that tonight?
Tonight, we come, well, we have a supplemental meeting on. January 12th. So, and that's when we see all of the warrant articles. And so that's when we come up with our final number.
So right now, with everything that's here, what's your recommended budget right now?
Well, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do about the office wages. But we're going to add in $7,460 on recommended to put in your line. But I don't know if.
You don't have a number till the end of the night.
That's correct.
And you make up your mind about the office.
Right, and somebody else may have an issue that we need to address.
It's phones.
So we don't know what?
It's phones.
Yeah.
We have to discuss phones.
Oh, yeah, the phones.
Carla, just we talked a little bit after, as a board, and after you left, and you did a nice job when you came down to the library, so.
Oh, thanks.
You did. We don't want you, I know you said in the past that we beat you up, and I forget the line that you told us, but.
It was a good line.
It was a good line that we, yeah, what was it? It was, she kicked us, we kicked you, whatever. But anyway, we want you to come down more often, so we don't want you.
We don't want to kick you.
We don't want to be adversarial.
If you pick on me, I'd be here all the time.
There you go.
Okay. Dean, you want to talk about the phones?
Yeah, so.
What line?
I don't know, 2 months ago, I don't know when I came in. Donna had added that money to my budget. I had no idea what it was. She never told me. It was just in red, and I looked at it, and I said, this has got to be a mistake. I came here and told you, I pay my phone bill every month, I sign the slip. Well, the next day, I think, after the budget meeting, I said, I got to figure this out. I go in to Donna, and she says, you're absolutely right, you sign the slip every month, and I do have a phone line in my budget. She said, but that one, Consolidated, the town's been paying all along. I said, didn't know it. And they decided to put everybody's phones in each department instead of paying it out of the, what did it come out of, the office?
The town office expense, the town officer's expense, because they wanted to get that line down because of the town administrator.
Oh. So I'm going to be $1,200 short now, so I'm asking if I can have it back.
You want to?
I didn't know, I, you know, and I, if I'd have been told about it, I would have known, but I went and found out about it. And then, so then, the next meeting, I told my wife, I said, get my money back, please, tell them what happened, and
out of my hands.
So I said to her tonight, do I have to go ask for my money back? And she said, well, it'll be a good idea.
Okay.
And I have a call.
Department's line.
$1,250.
$1,250, yeah.
We only took out 12.
$1,200.
We only took out $1,200.
We left $1,250.
Oh, okay.
So that'll make it $2,450. Okay, so there's a motion.
I'm not beating anybody up, but it's $2,400, so it's $100 a month? No, I mean $200 a month?
I was thinking, what kind of phones do they got?
There's, yeah.
What do you want, you got an iPhone 13 over there?
He has a flip phone, it doesn't work.
You know, I can't, I think some of it might have something to do with the dedicated line for the alarm system over there.
Oh, okay.
It might run it up, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Positive.
No,
it's probably two phone lines you're paying for, so yeah.
Yeah.
So we have.
But still.
We have two phone lines plus, I'm not sure if that's, I think the alarm system seizes the department phone over there if it needs to make a call for an alarm, but I think that's why it's as expensive.
Yep.
Okay.
So do we want to vote on it?
Well, we voted for Carla. We can vote for Dean.
You can both leave.
They can both leave. Is there a okay, Dick already made
Dick
a motion.
Made a motion.
And you seconded it, right? Did somebody second it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. Okay. All in favor of putting $1,200 back in the fire department communications line? No, not communications.
Telephone.
Okay, unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think I can answer the question about the telephone at the fire department, believe it or not.
Oh.
It's PelMap. You're connected to PelMap.
Security.
And you're not being billed separately. It's wrapped into you. And the reason I know that is because we have PelMap up
there.
And we've got a bill every month. But yours is on your phone now. So it's about their alarm system. That's why it's not two-step phone now.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? Okay. If that's the case.
I just have one.
Okay.
But Brian's not here, so it would be more of a question for Brian and the select board. But the more thought given to the. So I've been an opponent of the town administrator position for last year and now this year, and it's in the budget. And one of the main things that Brian has said and the select board has said, that they'll be writing grants and there'll be an opportunity for us to see some return on that position investment. So is there a way to look at what we have for grants today so that when we're sitting here next year, that somebody can lay down a stack of paper that says, hey Todd, in 2021 we heard you, we received zero grants, and in 2022 we received $350,000 worth of grants.
Yeah.
My basis of my objection will be quickly proven right or wrong when somebody says, here's what we had and here's what we have now. And one of us is going to be right and one of us is going to be wrong. So I'm assuming that our grant money right now is minimal.
It's not from this office at all.
It's from the government.
No, right. No, I understand that, but
it's not from. He does it under for the fire department. It's not the town administrator at this point or anything else. But he has a couple that he's worked on and.
No. I don't want to. That's a separate person. So the grants that person is getting is not what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
of any that we're getting.
So then it's zero.
At this point.
Yeah. Okay. If that's, yeah, as long as then that's on the record as we have in 2021, our grants were zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2022, when we're sitting here in 12 months, then we'll ask the same exact question and you'll be getting hopefully a different answer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know I believe we're getting some, again,
I don't know, I can't separate the town from the fire department.
Yeah, you can, they're not the same.
Well, they're part of the town, but as far as if you're asking what qualified, what justifies the town administrator, is that what you're kind of asking?
Oh, that was a big one.
Well, okay, that's what I thought.
The grant writing was a big one.
Yeah, so that's what I thought people were aiming at. So at this point, I don't know of any, I don't know, maybe Dick can add to that, but the years, you know, next year isn't over. So like you said, you'll wait till next year to see, and hopefully it'll be at least 75,000 worth of grants.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope so. That didn't come from him, because he's already working on...
No, I don't, that, my point isn't to basically double count the person that's working on the fire department.
Yeah.
Like, that's a, it's...
A separate thing, I know what you're saying.
But the way that it's been explained to us, it's totally, we already get those from Dean and whoever's working on the fire department, Jeff. We already, that's not an added expense that we should look for an incremental dollars. Yeah.
Are you asking the question, if you want to know about any added expenditures during the year that are not appropriated? If he's looking for a grant, there should be an appropriation at some point in time. If the money is actually received from a grant and they just say, here, you're getting something and that's accepted by the selectmen, there you'd see that in the minutes of the meeting where it was accepted. But the general rule is you cannot spend money without an appropriation, except somehow in cases where you get the grants. Are you asking if you want a history of the grants? That's something that happens during the year that shows up at the end of the year.
Yes, I want the 2021 grant history.
Well, you would get that at the end of the year based on all of the times that the selectmen accepted a grant.
We only have so many days left. I think we
do. Yeah, if you don't accept the grant, you can't spend the money.
Right, but I think we're saying the same thing ultimately.
Yeah, I think you are too.
So whether they appropriate grant money or they don't, I'm just looking for one number that says in this year we were granted $0 or $100,000. And it sounds like the answer is closer to zero.
At this point, any grants that we've applied for that I know of, we have CARES money and money for COVID and like that.
Yeah,
that's not a grant. That's just money given to the town.
That's so. Like, here, just grab it.
Yeah.
I know what you're asking.
I don't think I get it. So here's my question.
Yeah.
I think what you were getting at is that the increase in number of employees in the town office, in the office in there, is going to be offset because they are going to spend some of their time writing grants, seeking grant money.
Not all of them, but someone.
The administrator position, part of the justification for that position was a big one, was there's so much money out there, and we don't have people with the expertise
to... I think Susan is right, that this year, in 2021, the ladies in the office didn't make any effort to seek any grant money.
Yeah.
I think that...
Yeah, for next year. And Todd would like to just see the offset, just like you said. It's going to cost us this. What are we going to get for that money?
So now my next question is about the number of ladies that we have in the office currently, and how many are full-time and how many are part-time, and what are we supposed to be seeing for next year in regard to full-time and part-time?
Well, that's a good question, because...
We just talked about it. It's changed.
I can answer it.
It's changed tomorrow.
Now three full-time, one being the town administrator. There's a finance director, a selectman's assistant, and the town administrator now. That position is new. There's a part-time girl. She works about 12 hours a week.
So three full and a half.
And a half. But the administrator came on early. I don't think we weren't budgeting for that last year. We didn't budget for an administrator, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Because these same questions came up. when I supported the position of the administrator, I told you flat out I did it because it was Andrea, not because I necessarily support a position for a town administrator. I don't know what her expertise is in grant writing. I can't really say because, you know.
Excuse me, Andrea.
Well, then my next question is, at your meeting last year, when administrator was brought up and discussed, I thought the discussion was that if we were to hire an administrator, then the other two mm-hmm. full-time people would be cut back.
One of the other two.
So you would have the administrator, one full-time.
Yes.
And one half-time.
You're correct.
I thought that was the original goal.
Yeah, you're correct. That's why Boyd and I are, I'm in shock. I don't know. I don't know what happened here.
So there's a full-time selectman's assistant.
Now there is.
Right now, yeah.
And that position was going to be cut because we had a town administrator. So next year, budget-wise, that's why she added it back in, the email that Donna sent.
But I thought that was part of the reason we had needed to have an administrator because the select board couldn't do, you know, it was a volunteer position and they needed more help. But if there was already a full-time selectman's assistant...
You'll have to ask the chair about that.
Maybe she just...
The assistant is full-time in... Wait, go summarize that one more time, because Carla asked.
We have a financial...
So you have three
full-time
and a half...
financial person, a full-time selectman's administrative assistant. We have a part-time... She's mostly finance, actually. Most of her time she's been finance. And then we now have... A little bit early, we have the town administrator. And you're absolutely right. You're recalling this properly. You all understand how it worked.
This is 2021.
Right.
So
the administrator came in at the end of the year. And again, it was an opportunity to get somebody who was familiar with the town. And I, like I told you last time, I thoroughly support Andrea being in that position.
But just as devil's advocate, you just said 20 minutes ago or 10 minutes ago that these are positions, not names.
Yes.
So
yes.
I didn't support the position, you supported Andrea. I did not,
last year, and I didn't necessarily this year. I didn't, as far as it going into this next year's
yeah.
budget. And I was upfront about
yeah, no,
that,
you were.
But
so can you just tell them one, so just to close the loop. So in 2020, what did you have? You didn't have a town administrator. You didn't have a selectman's assistant.
Yes, we had a full-time selectman's assistant.
Okay, you did have.
We had a full-time financial, and in 2020, when did I add her on?
I feel like it was
2020.
Last year.
It might have been the end. It was September or something.
Yes,
we added the part-time on to help Donna. To help the financial position.
So you had a full-time selectman's assistant, a full-time finance person, and a part-time assistant. So you had. Two and a half. And then you
right.
went to, now you have...
Three and a half.
Three and a half.
They're supposed to have
two and two halves.
Two
yes.
and two halves. So three,
right?
three fulls.
Because yeah. we did this, we were doing the same thing with the police last year, when we were like, no, you're not necessarily looking at bodies, you're looking at hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So two...
And I don't know what happened. Again, I can't...
Okay.
All right.
Is there any more public comment or questions? Before I close the...
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
How... The ambulance we have on loan until December 31st. So after that, what's the cost per month to keep the ambulance?
They'll renew it. Stewart's is letting us use that for a dollar. And we can renew that.
For a dollar?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
it's
okay.
a spare for them.
I don't know what
Dean's
doing up there, actually.
They saw the need we had. We were between a rock and a hard spot. So, but we do have. If you saw a month ago, there was a red ambulance over there parked outside for a while. Pretty good ambulance. It actually came out of Hampton, and it ended up in Maine at a dealer up there. We looked it all over, and it had some serious. Exhaust manifold problems, wasn't worth what they wanted, so we sent it back. It's at the Ford dealership now being fixed, and if it is something if it's fixed correctly and the price is right, we'll probably purchase that ambulance.
With your that you know, we put in money in that fund every year, the 50 grand or whatever, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions?
I do. I didn't think of it until you brought up the ambulance. So we'll buy the ambulance, probably, and then is there money in here for next year for
no.
people?
No. No. We have ARPA money, and we're using ARPA money to pay the employees and the other costs associated with the ambulance. So if you look at the very beginning of your budget, it shows ambulance wages, ambulance FICA, Medicare, ambulance cost supplies, and $223,000. And then we reduce that to
a dollar
in each category. Because we're going to use the ARPA funds this year to pay for the ambulance.
But you don't have, that's for 2022.
That's correct.
2023, we're going to see that money in our budget.
That's absolutely right.
But you'll, yeah.
But we're
supposed to make some money in there.
We also will charge for the ambulance service. So there will be some offsetting income, but we don't know how much because we haven't been doing this very long.
I'll find out. In 2 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, you have. I know what you're going to ask, and it's a good question and needs to be clarified to the voters.
I guess it's a bookkeeping issue. For you have to have your total cost. You've got to show the public what the total cost is, and then how you're going to fit in here, how much they're going to collect for that service. Yeah, it's just a bookkeeping thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Boyd can answer that better because he found out we don't have to put it in here. I thought we did, and he said we don't.
Because we don't need to raise it. We don't need to raise and appropriate the funds. So.
Right, but all you do is you offset it with the revenue from the
ARPA.
I mean, it's got to. That's what.
Wouldn't you want the public to know?
Well, I hope it's advertised correctly. Sometimes these things aren't.
We do want the public to know, and we have a plan to inform the public of what we're doing. What we don't want to happen is to have the ambulance in the budget, which is a big increase in the budget, and then get our default budget, and then we don't have the money for an ambulance. And then we are in deep trouble.
So maybe you put it in brackets with the real number behind it is something.
We won't know the real number.
Well, so that people know the value. Do you know?
Well, I don't think most people even understand the ambulance issue.
Maybe they don't.
I don't think so.
Well, I agree.
I mean, you don't.
They don't know it is an issue.
They don't. Yeah, that's right. They don't even
they
know it is an issue.
Yeah, we didn't.
When you call, somebody comes. That's right. So you don't realize that we're having a problem. So,
and Carly, you know, we thought that if we use the ARPA funds this year, and then on next year, we're going to have a real solid number on exactly what Dean's operating expenses are, and then what the offsetting revenues are, that we could then put that information out for the public so they could see the true cost.
Yeah,
you know the true cost.
But it's nice to have somebody here to question or ask or whatever, because 9 times out of 10, we just look at each other and, you know, try to make the best decision. But, you know, if you don't think that's right, or if you think that there's a different way, or if anybody has a different way, then we've been asking for a while. We just can't get a lot of people to tell us what they think.
Dick, did you have some?
That whole ambulance issue has two components to it. The first one is, how are they going to pay for it for the first year? If they're going to get ARPA funds, that's basically gives you the amount to operate for 1 year. Right. If that revolving fund warrant article were written to say that if this article passes, any money left from the ARPA funds or whatever it is can go into that revolving fund, that would ensure that the people would know how much it was going to cost and whether they could vote for that revolving fund. If they don't vote for that revolving fund, then where are you going to pay for it next year? It's going to be in the operating budget.
Uh-huh. It wasn't,
you want that
it
revolving
wasn't,
fund
it
to get in there so that you can use the ARPA fund and show how that'll work with the revolving fund.
Mm-hmm.
Dean?
About making the public aware, we have two ways we're going to do it. In the town report, in my report, I think a lot of people read the town report, read everybody's report. We will, in my report, will be the whole thing about the ambulance and how the ARPA funds are being used this year, and it's going to be, we'll let us play it all out. And the Boy Scouts, when they deliver the town reports, will put a paper in there too that explains it. Beyond that, I don't know how much more we can do. Now, if the select board can do something too, I don't know, but we're trying to get the word out. Those two are pretty good avenues because I think everybody's going to get a town report, pretty much everybody. Yeah.
Dean, the people that read the town report, you might get a little bit of an overlap between who reads the town report and who drops their kids off Monday through Friday at Moore School. So you might have a little bit of an advertising vehicle sitting right out front of your station.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how you say check the Candia Facebook page or go here to find out this ambulance is, we're going to pay for this way.
I mean, Facebook is
over
my head, but we could probably do that also.
I think if you put it out in front of the school, because I think the people, I don't know, I read the town report and I drop off kids at school, so maybe there isn't as big a gap, but I think you'll reach a lot of, your scope will be greater if you're in the town report, the Boy Scout report, and you have some, if you put it out in front of the school, that should get to as many people as you're going to reach, really.
Right, but I just hope that everybody knows that this budget, now it's now up 6.7%, whatever it's up now. If they realize that the following year, their taxes, if our town assessment doesn't go up at all, their taxes are going to go up 50 cents a thousand. As long as they know that, and I don't think the selectmen are going to want to make that clear, and I don't know about this committee. I think they've got to be informed that this isn't just a temporary shot or a sustaining operation, the ambulance. I was told it's about, you could expect about 50% of what you charge out to actually come back to the town. That's what I was told. And then I think you had made some mention about not charging townspeople or depending on what people's situation is with insurance.
Oh, no.
Well, with insurance and like that. We have a lot of...
We're going to have some bad debt.
Right, exactly. And that's why we need a write-off policy, which we don't have.
That revolving fund passed.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
I thought you had a company that was going to do the billing for you and take a set percentage, Dean.
I couldn't hear what you said. Could you repeat it?
Well, I said, I thought when Dean came and talked about this originally, that you had already talked to a company who would do all the billing for him and just charge a percentage.
I believe it's 10%.
I thought that's what you said.
My point about being a kinder and gentler ambulance service is if there are people in town... If someone has insurance, they pay their premiums, their insurance will pay for an ambulance ride. Medicare is a set amount, it's about $500, okay? But then you are going to have taxpayers, town people, who maybe can't afford it. We can be a kind of gentler ambulance. We're not going to be like AMR, who's going to send the wolves to the door demanding that money from those people. We can
absorb
there it. Are people. There are, you know, that's the difference between a fire department ambulance and a for-profit ambulance service. We can, you know, we will go after all the money that we can, you know, but we're not going to. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I understand.
You'll still have some numbers. You should show them what they have for the revolving fund. You need to get that revolving fund.
It's a warrant.
Yeah, well, we're asking for it, so
I think that'll go, Dick.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All right. Then I will close the public portion of the public meeting. And I think what we'll do is just vote on a couple of things here, and that should do it. So I think the only thing left, okay, we're giving Dean back money, we're giving the Smith Building back money. I think the only issue left to talk about is the wages.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the insurances, if anybody's curious.
Well, the insurances are what they are, so we're not going to really...
Well, if that other positions have, then they don't get benefits.
What's that? Oh, that's correct. That's correct.
And I wouldn't know, I wouldn't know what that was, but the insurance went up 5.9%. 4.9, I apologize.
Yeah, schools are about the same.
For the number that you're going to, I guess.
What's that?
What are you using for the number?
We're not there yet. We're not there yet. We don't have a number yet, because we haven't.
A couple numbers here.
Well, we've subtracted. We've subtracted, we've added $7,460, and we've added $1,200.
Tomorrow.
Where do I start?
You start at,
Of this thing that we got today?
Yeah, we can start here. Yeah, we can start with this. Add to the.
We have to decide if we're taking off the salary, right, before we do the, before we do anything.
I don't think we can decide that, though.
No, you can't.
Yeah, insurance.
Yeah, we can.
We don't have.
The position.
But we can, I mean, if they added it back as of today, why?
We can take it out.
So we can take it out, and then they can.
That doesn't mean we can't put it back.
Right.
If we get a justification, but we really don't.
Have a great justification at this point.
We don't even have an explanation.
Since the selectman representative doesn't know what's, you know, why it was there.
It's really surprising.
So you're starting with $3,181,422.
That's correct.
So can I make a motion to take out $20,350, which was the added salary up to that line? That's what they added, was $20,350 to that salary line.
Okay, but the only thing that, that you might want to consider is that there was a, let me, what are we, page, what are we on, page nine?
Nine.
Okay. There was also an increase in office FICA and Medicare.
Yeah, but that didn't come out of the.
So if you look at it, it went from 77 to 97,350.
Right.
And then the FICA and Medicare went from 11,628 to 13,185.
Oh, why? Okay, so that must be.
Because the wages go up, you pay more FICA and Medicare.
Then we need to subtract that.
All right, so then
so we need to take out that also.
So it would be, okay.
Yeah, go back to the original line.
Yeah, but aren't we going to, we can vote on it, right? But isn't, aren't you going to get Brian to, or whoever, to explain what, why this was done? And maybe, I don't know if it changes your mind.
It can't be done. It couldn't be done. The board did not do that.
The board did not vote on it.
And I don't believe the budget committee did that.
Is it just an error?
Board was here. We have not heard of this. It's not an error. They added a position. Someone added a position back in who doesn't have the authority to do so.
Okay, then that's, all right.
And it happens tomorrow.
So we bring it down to the 20,000, and we bring it down to 11,628.
Yeah, just go back to the original figures.
Yes, so I propose bringing the officer wage line down to 77,000, and the FICA Medicaid line down to $11,628.
Okay, so what's the difference between the 13,185 and the 11,628?
I got 1,557.
Yep. 1,000, what'd you say? 557?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're taking off.
Wait till she reprints it.
20,350.
Yep.
Something else doesn't add up. This insurance went up.
What insurance?
Page 5.
Yeah.
Let's see, that has.
Is that.
We're not touching that insurance.
We can't touch it, but the one of the positions is part of that, so she's really going to have to rework it.
She'll have to redo, yeah, if the, because we don't know.
Send it down that way?
Wow, what went up 25?
Yeah.
Or 23?
Well, it went up 5% anyway, or 4.90.
Oh, okay.
So that's with or without another position.
Yeah.
Say bye. Too slow.
You already had two?
One and a half.
Oh, I'm going for that one. Right. I shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, yeah.
They're hot.
Yeah, they're still warm.
They're stuck.
You got to eat it like a cake.
Okay.
There we go. There we go, Chief.
I know, but good luck.
No donuts. Yeah, cookies
got,
only.
You got to eat it like a cake.
Good luck. I got to grab them.
Well, we're just going to pick it up.
Well,
you
know what
they
want.
Grab it.
Yeah.
I'll
break this.
There
oh, my God.
Oh, you're better than me. There you go. Keep going.
So if we take this line.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sue.
Thanks. I'm just trying to see if I can do it.
No little plate.
Use a napkin.
Maybe you need a plate. Yeah, I'll try a plate.
Use a plate.
Oh, my God. Because I put the hot ones on the top. I didn't know how many people.
Oh, yeah. Take it off.
There you go.
Looks like a...
They're amazing, too.
I have to take it.
Give me a plate, will you? Cut it like a cake. Did you take all the plates? Can we have a plate?
That's 3, 1, 6, 8, 1, 7, 5.
Apologize.
No, no, you're fine.
All right, let's see if this theory works.
All right.
Oh, those are good.
Oh, that does work a little better.
Okay, good.
Yeah, just the the ones that they need should be separated.
Okay, so what we did, excuse me, but...
Yeah, these are the numbers. They're good.
We took
so good.
We took the 3,181,422. We subtracted 21,907, which is the wage line plus the FICA and Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we added back in 1,200 and 74.60. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we got 3,168,175. Yeah,
what
that's
that
what you got.
Again?
3,168,175.
Just read the numbers, please. Thank
you.
3,168,175.
Thank you.
Sure.
Wow. No, that's all right. I never wanted to go to sleep.
Okay.
Do we have the warrant article on the police station before?
No. No, I haven't seen it.
But is it available, Bob?
It's going to be the Board of Selectmen that vote on that.
Because it was supposed to be 2 weeks ago. We were supposed to get the number for the warrant article. No?
That's... Right, Chief? Isn't that, that's going to the Budget Committee first, I believe.
The Board of Selectmen.
Board of Selectmen, I'm sorry.
Yeah, oh, you haven't seen either?
No.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so would you like to change your motion to 21,907?
I will change my motion to 21,907 to decrease out of the operating budget.
Out of the wages and the FICA.
Oh, out of, thank
yeah.
you, sorry.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Sue seconds it.
Oh,
okay, all in
wait,
favor?
Wait, does that get us there?
No, I'm all messed up.
What's that?
No, it's the Dan and Smith.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, because we already voted on that.
Yes.
Well, we're, okay.
I'm with you.
I don't know what to
why,
do.
Why now?
I'm going to have to.
Oh, we have the 3, 1, 6.
It's with the table.
Yes,
no, we're
it's
voting
taking
on taking out the
21. Oh, yeah, okay.
21. Is this unanimous? Everybody's going up
there. I don't know. I'm in a tough spot now.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6.
Can I abstain, or should I abstain?
You can abstain if you want.
The
yeah.
Board wants to do.
7 in favor, 1 abstention.
Yeah.
That's okay, for lack of information. Okay.
That new number is a 5.66% increase.
Okay. So then, well, we can vote on the new number, but that's what the math, that's what we come up with when you do the math.
What is it?
What was the
it?
Last one?
The last one was 3,136,144. So this is 3,168,175. And that's mostly insurance.
Yeah.
That's
insurance.
The two. And the two things we added back in. Okay, do you want to have a motion for that? The big number?
We can for now, because it's not the final vote anyway.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's not the final vote.
I vote to, do we say preliminarily? I mean, is
yeah.
that what we're doing?
Our preliminary recommendation.
Our preliminary recommendation is $3,168,175.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Susan seconds. All in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Abstain,
and man. Sue's abstaining. Okay. Good.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
Okay. All right. Now, unfortunately, we have one more piece of business here. Jody has submitted her resignation to the Budget Committee.
She won't be here as of next year. You guys will look for someone to replace
her. So she's going to finish out the budget season so we don't have to try to pull somebody.
Oh, you're not up for re-election so we can choose someone.
No, they
no.
won't.
They were going to take over my position.
We're not, if it were earlier in the year, we would choose someone, but she's going to work, she's going to stay until it's, till the end of this budget season.
Okay.
So then there'll be, I think you have 2 years left, right? Mm-hmm. So there'll be a budget committee opening for a 2-year term, which will be the end of Jody's.
She's not moving out of town, is she?
Nope.
Okay.
There'll be more than a 2-year. There'll be a 2-year and then a 1-year?
No.
I mean a 3-year term?
A 3-year.
Two, yeah.
Yeah.
So a 2-year.
Who else is up?
No, it'll be three openings. There's
oh,
two
three
threes,
openings.
Two threes and a two.
Okay.
Who is it? Is it me?
No. Is me and Susan.
Oh. Oh, yeah, because I ran with Jody, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So,
sad news.
I guess we have to accept your resignation.
We should probably vote
we
on
don't.
It.
But I think
I don't think
we vote
do.
On
yeah.
it. Yeah, we don't.
Yeah,
can't we
don't
just vote
to.
On it?
I think we can just vote on it.
We can. Then we. I but nay.
Nay. Nay.
I mean,
double nay.
What happens if we vote no?
Yeah, that's
I can just start not showing up and I get fired.
She, yeah, that's
there
right.
Go, yeah.
She'll
yeah.
get fired
yeah.
because
fired
she quit
anyways.
Showing up. Okay.
Sends a resignation letter to the town clerk. There's nothing we have to do or can do.
I already did.
Did you put a date on it? Okay. There's nothing we need to do.
Well, I asked.
Well, we can accept it with deep regret. Or
yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Anger you can add in there if you want.
It has been a fun 7 years.
7 years?
Have you been on 7 years?
Yeah, this mm-hmm. is my third term.
Oh, wow.
So I'm on, yeah, this is my 7th year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, when I said I on even before that, because it was Dana when I came on. Have
yeah.
I been? Was it my 4th time?
No
way! No
way!
No
way!
No, maybe you are 7 years, and I'm 4 or 5. Okay.
Okay, so we'll accept it with deep regrets.
Thank you.
Mm.
Okay. Now, remember, we don't adjourn this meeting. We continue it.
We suspend it?
Or suspend it, whatever we want to call it, to January 12th.
Okay.
Where we have our final vote on the warrant articles and the proposed budget.
Are we meeting the 11th, too? What's that?
What?
No, tomorrow is
tomorrow
the
is, tomorrow is the public hearing.
And back at school again?
No, it's here.
No, it's here.
Oh, because yeah, Susan was like, I think it's somewhere else.
No, I said I had no
idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
I look on my way over here where I have to go.
Okay, as you're driving. Good, good. Following the rules. Make sure Mike's out behind you.
Before I leave.
It is, because you know, especially if
it's okay, so we're
suspending
the. Can
somebody
I make
like
a motion
to make a
suspend
motion?
The meeting until January? You said 11th?
12.
12.
Yeah, she just did.
Okay.
She
is there a second?
The second was actually better than the first. But
okay, all in favor of suspending
yeah.
until January 12th? Thank you. And
that's annoying. That's
we'll be back tomorrow for the school budget.
Like little.